This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported Tuesday by state television. Mubarak ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. Mubarak assumed the presidency in 1981 after the assassination of Anwar Sadat. He retained power by positioning himself as a trusted Western ally who honored the 1979 peace treaty with Israel despite fierce opposition. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday the United States will sign a deal to reduce its troops in Afghanistan only if the reduction in violence pact with the Taliban is successful.
We're currently in a 7-day reduction in violence period that started on February 22nd. In 19 years of war, this is the first week-long break in violence by all sides if we're successful in achieving it. If and only if it's successful, we will sign the U.S.-Taliban agreement coordinated with the Government of National Unity on or about February 29th that includes a timeline for both a conditions-based and phased troop withdrawal and for the commencement of inter-Afghan negotiations.
Pompeo spoke to reporters in a news conference that dealt with U.S. foreign policy as well as the spread of the coronavirus.
Outside of our borders, the State Department continues to do an enormous amount of work to review developments inside and outside of China and to help countries who have been stricken by the virus. We also want to applaud the brave reporters who are covering the spread of coronavirus from Wuhan itself.
On reports of Russian meddling in U.S. elections, Pompeo said the United States will act if Russia seeks to undermine this year's U.S. presidential election, but he gave no other details about what steps the Trump administration might take. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday in the United States, he said the United States has the coronavirus very well under control. Within its borders, his administration is asking U.S. lawmakers for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to address the problem.
Helps fairly substantially, but that's a very serious thing. But we think we're in very good shape in the United States. We've essentially closed the borders to areas where we had to close them.
Congressional Democrats say the Trump administration has failed to respond quickly to the spread of the virus, including personally spreading false information when Trump said coronavirus would stop in April when the weather grew warmer. While in India, where he is now, the president also expounded on his own economy and the impact his presidency has had.
We've done a real job, but I think that, frankly, until the election is over, our market, it's phenomenal, but our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win. If I don't win, you're going to see a crash like you've never seen before. I really mean it, too. It's okay.
The emergency funding request sent to the United States Congress on Monday is divided between new emergency funds and some that will be diverted from other federal programs. Democratic lawmakers said that strategy is inadequate. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race are planning to take to the debate stage in a few hours in the southern state of South Carolina. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has the momentum of a resounding victory in Saturday's Nevada caucuses, along with a lead in the overall count of delegates that candidates need to amass in order to be selected as the Democrat to go up against President Donald Trump in November. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate for 2016, says she'll support whomever is at the top of the ticket this year. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Hillary Clinton now says she will support Bernie Sanders if he gets the Democratic nomination. Shortly before Election Day 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic nomination to Hillary Clinton, said this of his former rival.
On every major issue, Hillary Clinton is far and away the superior candidate.
And now Clinton is returning the favor. The former Secretary of State, who has expressed her skepticism about Sanders, saying nobody likes him in a documentary, now says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is, adding her top priority was unseating President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
Human Rights Watch is calling on members of the United Nations Human Rights Council to address a crackdown by Iranian security forces last year on anti-government protests. Human Rights Watch says officials have yet to announce the total number of deaths and arrests made during those protests. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.